Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to the pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and as usual, we'll be taking a trip back to the 80s for the next hour. The fall semester schedule is underway here at WMFO, so a big thanks to the station for extending my show's run on Friday nights at 10 p.m. And if that's not big enough news for you, we are allowed back in the studio.
And there was much rejoicing.
That's right, both community and student DJs are running their shows live if they choose to do so, but I'm continuing my remote broadcasting for the time being just to be cautious. With that being said, there's no special theme for tonight's show, but of course I've got the 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, the 80s Hair Metal Band of the Week, and tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. This week in 1980, this single by Queen reached number one on the US Hot 100 and would become their best-selling single. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Another One Bites the Dust. That's from their 1980 album The Game, their only album to reach number one in the US. And the album also included the single Crazy Little Thing Called Love, which, along with Another One Bites the Dust, were Queen's only singles to reach number one here in the US. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show.
Bye.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
Thank you. baby, that's the tip. Don't stop dipping until I quit. Choosing foes on my car. Baby, I'm a star. I'm playing a player's part.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. We started off the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, and their hit Another One Bites the Dust, which reached number one this week in 1980. Cabaret Voltaire followed with Censoria from 1984's Microphonies. That's in remembrance of Cabaret Voltaire member Richard H. Kirk, who passed away last week on September 21st. Todd Anthony Shaw, better known as West Coast rapper Too Short, is the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. We listen to the track Oakland from his 1988 release, Life is Too Short. We've got plenty to get to tonight, so let's kick off the next set with something from AC/DC, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Stay! found out for myself. You gotta believe in foolish miracles. It's not how you play the game, it's if you win or lose. You can't choose. Don't confuse. Win or lose, it's up to you.
I can never tell.
Yeah.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Just a quick rundown of what you've been listening to. That last set started with AC/DC. We heard Rock and Roll Damnation from their 1978 album, Power Age. Ozzy is the 80s hair metal band of the week. And we heard the first song off of his 1980 debut, Blizzard of Oz, I Don't Know. We then heard something from City Speak, particularly their single Rock to Rock from 1983. That's taken from the 2018 compilation Streetwise Records, the complete collection. Streetwise Records was Boston producer Arthur Baker's first label. If you're unfamiliar with Baker, he's famous for his production work with acts like New Order, Bob Dylan, Afrika Bambaataa, and New Edition. Another track from that compilation followed Lolita Holloway's Crash Goes Love. That was originally released in 1984. Speaking of 1984, Simple Minds gave us the Kick Inside of Me from Sparkle in the Rain. In the background, you are listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train from the Risky Business soundtrack, another one from 1984. And why not start the next set with a dance hit from 1984? This one from Boston's own Face to Face, only on Songs from the Squid Pod. Yeah. This has been another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I hope you enjoyed my look back at the 80s music scene. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. when we do it all over again. Boston's own Face to Face started the last set with their top 40 hit from 1984, 10-9-8. That was the dance mix version that we listened to. Roxy Music sang about the same old scene from their 1980 release, Flesh and Blood. And wrapping up the set was a dancey number from Phyllis Nelson. That was I Like You from 1985. I'll let Aphex Twin's We Are the Music Makers play out. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, and remember, keep wearing those masks. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.